The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
As we've been talking about, 40 years ago this week, a November gale sank the Edmund Fitzgerald in Lake Superior. In the annals of shipwreck history, it's still one of the most mysterious and one of the most well-known shipwrecks.
Steve Ackerman is known as one of the weather guys. He's a professor of atmospheric and oceanic science at UW-Madison, where he recently gave a lecture about the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Steve, welcome to Central Time.
I'm very glad to be talking with you, Veronica.
Well, just how accurate is that famous Gordon Lightfoot song about the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
It's a very memorable storm, and it's pretty darn accurate in terms of documenting the events that went on that day. He's got a few things wrong here and there, but, you know, when one gives license to artists, it's hard to suggest that he should have, you know, been a little bit more accurate.
Now, put it that way. One thing you say he did get right is the line, Superior never gives up her dead. Why is that right?
That's kind of interesting. And that is usually when bodies die and drown and sink to the bottom, if the water is warm, there'll be biological activities that'll generate gases within the body, and then that causes them to float. But in cold waters like Superior, that kind of biological activity doesn't happen, and so the gas isn't generated. And so when bodies drown and sink to the bottom, they tend to stay down there.
And what did Gordon Lightfoot get wrong, or a little wrong, as you say?
I think a couple of things he got a little wrong, if we could put that way. In the song, there is a phrase there where I think the cook says, "Fellas, it's been good to know you," you know, implying that they kind of suspected that they would be sinking. But that really isn't the case. The indications are that while they knew they were in trouble, there was no real attempt to escape. There was no real SOS. So I don't think that anybody really knew that they were going down, other than they were dealing with some difficult waters.
Oh, it's a shame. That's such a good line.
It is a good line. As you might know, he also changed one of his lines. He talked about in the original version of the song about the hatchways, implying that that was the problem for the sinking, and that's what the National Transportation and Safety Board originally concluded. But there is no real evidence that actually points that was the particular problem. It seems to be one of two ways that people think that the ship took on water. And so he's changed that line so that he no longer talks about the hatchways.
Hmm. Well, when people ask you, a weather expert, why the Edmund Fitzgerald sank, you like to say weather, you know, it's true.
It's the weather, that's right.
You can't go wrong with that. But what can you tell us about that famous November storm?
So it's a tremendous storm to look at. People say the gales of November. It is one of those storms. It's what we call a mid-latitude cyclone or an extratropical cyclone. It's a storm that has developed in the past and it will continue to develop in the future. And sometimes they get really severe. They start just east of the Rockies in the panhandle of Oklahoma, and then as they develop and intensify, they head up towards the Great Lakes. This is not the only storm we've had that actually done this. We had the big Armistice Day of 1940. There was another big storm, pretty much just like this storm that sunk the Edmund Fitzgerald in 1911 on Armistice Day, November 11th, 1911. And if folks were around this area in 1998, we had a storm that was very similar to the storm that sank the Edmund Fitzgerald. But again, in this case, the predictions were better, so there was more warning. Then there's obviously more safety things on the Great Lakes, and so nobody sank in that 98 storm.
Well, 1975, that was the year that the Edmund Fitzgerald went down. Why was it such a surprise to the crew and, I guess, to meteorologists at that time?
What happened was that it wasn't so much a surprise in the sense that the National Weather Service was forecasting that storm to move into the Great Lakes region. What they didn't forecast well was the intensity and the movement of the storm. And because of that, as the forecast was changed throughout the time period that the Fitzgerald was on the lake, they kind of modified their path. And then as the storm intensified, that actually turned out to be not the best approach. but they did it based on the National Weather Service forecast. If you remember, 1975, that was just the beginning of the satellite era.
Right.
It was just the beginning of weather radars. A lot has improved since then, but 40 years ago, there was still a lot of improvements to be made in weather forecasting.
So you're saying what they did, they modified their course, that might not have been the best choice. If you were calling here from
forecast,
2015, what should they have done?
Well, I think they should have done what they did based on the forecast. What they did was they went further north along Lake Superior, along the Canadian border there to the north-northeast of Lake Superior in order to protect themselves from the buffeting winds that would be that were forecast. But because the storm developed and intensified more quickly than the National Weather Service had forecasted originally, what that meant was by the time they get up there and was heading towards Whitefish Bay, the winds had shifted around and were coming out of the northwest. And what that did was we had a nice big open water for the winds to blow over. And open water, strong winds, consistent winds leads to large waves. And that ended up putting them in trouble.
We're talking with UW-Madison professor Steve Ackerman, talking about the 40th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which happened this week in the year 1975. And Steve, one thing that surprised me, you were talking about this at a public lecture. You said there was snow. This was a snowstorm. This wasn't just sort of a typical late-season thunderstorm. Is that also something that happens a lot with these late-season November gales?
Yeah, with these gale systems that we get, there are cold fronts and warm fronts that are associated with them. And a lot of times there's thunderstorms, but they also can be thunder snowstorms in the sense that they carry snow with them. And indeed, the Anderson, which was one of the ships that was going along with the Edmund Fitzgerald, reported a snow squall just before they lost sight of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
So it went down in the snow.
It went down as that squall line went by. Yep. But so, it's probably not the snow that brought it down. It was probably associated with water being taken on by the boat, which would tend to lower the boat, and then as the boat would then hit a big wave, that would tend to slow the boat down as it tried to make its way over the wave. And the boat, of course, was carrying talconite pellets, which are like steel marbles, and that likely rolled to the bow of the boat, causing it to sink.
Can you describe a little bit what you think that Lake Superior might have been like during that sinking?
Oh, it would have been a body of water that I would not want to be on. So, we're talking about very strong winds, erratic winds, waves that were, 20 to 30 feet high, probably cold winds blowing as well. The winds were generally gusting at about 66 knots, which is, a hurricane type of wind, although, again, hurricane winds, you need 65 knots of sustained winds. So, again, that's another thing that the Gordon Lightfoot song mentioned about it. He talked about hurricane winds, but this was the peak wind, not the sustained wind.
And as we wrap up now, with today's satellite technology advances, if we had that exact same scenario today, the same ship, the same load of ore, the same storm, would the Fitzgerald have sunk today?
The forecast would have been much better. We saw that in 1998 when we had a very similar storm. And I think with those forecasts, they probably would not have changed their initial route. And as the forecast, again, because it got better, they might have, sought shelter as opposed to trying making it to the locks.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Steve Ackerman, one of the weather guys and professor at UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about the storm that sank the Edmund Fitzgerald.